Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to looking at last Sunday's Gospel. I'm just recording this as First Communion's about to start, and I always think this is a great Gospel for a day like First Communion, because it talks about growth, it talks about seeds and seedlings, and our little children, our P7s, 8-year-olds, are just like wee sprouts coming up. So God bless them today. So, looking at this text now, it starts off, Jesus said to the crowds, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man throws seed on the land night and day while he sleeps. When he is awake, the seed is sprouting and growing. How, he does not know. Nobody knew then, 2,000 years ago, really growth was a mystery. Germination of seeds, science has told us so much. We know what is going on and we know how to nurture things into growth and whatnot, but then it was a minor miracle how a field could grow. And this is really Mark saying, look, if you're a preacher, don't worry about the seed sowing. Preachers don't know how the seed that they sow will germinate. It's a mystery in the hands of God, and their duty is simply to scatter the seed. So it's a word of encouragement, a word of hope. And during the ministry of Jesus, is probably connected in a general way to the sense and wonder with the mystery of growth and people, and how some people believed and some people didn't. Of its own accord, and the Greek word is nearly like automatically, the land produces first the shoot, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. Those choices of words in Mark, the shoot and then the ear, would have referred also to the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah from the root of Jesse, the root of David. So then the harvest comes then, and when the crop is ready, he loses no time. He starts to reap because the harvest has come. So the harvest is a regular image for the end, the eschaton. And the eschaton points to God's own time for the kingdom, which will make manifest what is hidden from us now. This is God's real coming into power, coming into glory. And then we have another parable here, and this is only found in Mark. What can we say the kingdom of God is like? The parable, what parables can we find for it? Like a mustard seed, which at the time of its sowing in the soil is the smallest of the seeds on earth. So it's hard to know who the we is. So the we probably refers to the ecclesial community, the church. And in verse 31, it is true that the mustard seed is tiny in comparison with the final shrub. I know as a gardener that there's a wee weed that grows, and it is a mustard, and it has lots of seeds, tiny, tiny seeds. But this particular one that we have in this part of the world doesn't grow into anything like a shrub. But the one that Mark is talking about grows into something about 2 meters high. And it is a decent sort of a bush that birds would find shade in. And finding shade is an analogy for enjoying the grace of God. So the fact that this thing grows so freely is another word of encouragement, that even though the powers that be, the Romans, etc., seem to be so dominant and prevalent, the mustard seed of God's word will grow, and it will produce a lot of decent shrubs. The birds of the air could also be an analogy for all the different people who will come into the faith who are not Jews, people coming in from other countries and other places. And sometimes these are not welcome and people don't make room for them. But God's just rule will replace all these worldly empires. So Jesus, proclaiming the word in verse 33, using many parables like these, he spoke the word to them. And the word is the proclamation of the gospel. So a few points for sharing. Jesus uses this as a parable about the growth of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of right relationships with God and with one another. In this regard, growth is slow, development is imperceptible, and without realizing it, you have a mature relationship. So just recall the stages of such development in your own life and relationships and give thanks. So in the second parable, Jesus invites us to reflect on the importance and significance of relationships in our lives as they grow and mature. This is true of our relationship with God and with others. When have you found a relationship in which you could make nests in its shade? I'll finish with a prayer. O God, at whose bidding the seed will sprout and shoot, grow towards full stature, hear the prayer of your assembled people. Make us trust in your hidden ways, that we may pray with confidence and wait for your kingdom now growing in our midst. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. And God bless the work.